all about my day and how I did remember that our love is strong. Yeah, our love is still strong. But I don't know how much longer die. Yeah, I don't know how much longer I can kiss another day goodbye. Kiss another day goodbye.
Hey, this is Duff Thompson.
Somebody please tell her for me one night. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
This is WMUC FM College Park, and this is Weezer
Wednesday.
And today we have a really fun theme that matches the month. And this month is Women's History Month, and we're going to talk about some powerful ladies with amazing songs.
Yes, we are. I'm really excited about this week's theme. I feel very passionate about empowering women in rock and their beautiful and amazing songs. So I'm excited for this one.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we saw Cryo Geyser last week.
Yes, we did.
Which is a perfect example of Women's History Month. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. So we actually, it was Nothing, the band, who was the main opener, but really I was there to see Cryo Geyser. And when they came on, I heard her beautiful voice and I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. And she was like doing sound check and I was like getting, maybe I shouldn't say that word, EDGED.
EDGED.
EDGED. Yeah, but I was like, please just play the whole song, please, please. But they sounded really good, and I was like, this is awesome. And they're from L.A., and I was like, holy moly. So they came all the way to Baltimore just to play for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming all the way to Baltimore, the opener. There were actually four openers
that night.
The first opener was the Violent Magic Orchestra from Tokyo, and that was impressive. It was a
Wait, we should have played one of their songs, because I believe the lead is a woman.
Yes.
But that might be a little bit scary for Weezer Wednesday. You guys can check it out on your own.
I'm going to look them up on Spotify, though. But, wow, that was powerful. I was so impressed. It's like death metal scream.
Yeah.
From Japan. Mm-hmm. And their visuals, they came out into the state, into, like, the audience. They're trying to get people to, like, mosh and, like, and we were like, ah!
Yeah, they were like, everyone, get close to the stage. And we were like, no, I'm scared.
But the lead singer falls into the powerful woman category.
Yes.
Because I am actually so impressed with her vocals.
Welcome to Death Rave.
Yeah, and on the back of their shirt, they had...
VMO respects Aphex Twin a lot. That was their merch that they were selling. And I was like, heck yes.
If they had that on a sticker, I would have bought that.
Yeah.
Because that's actually incredible.
Yeah. Before we play our songs, we want to introduce a special guest for the hour. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. My name is Blessings. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Do you want to talk about yourself or your past show? Or what do you like about Weezer? Anything at all?
Well, I got into Weezer. When did I get into Weezer? I think, like, 2019. Probably when I also got into cosplay. But, but, yeah, 2019, they were my first record I brought. When I begged my mother to get me a record player for my Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I did have a show last fall, UNITY. It was all female rap. And I'm very excited to, can I say that yet? To host Weezer Wednesday
in
the future?
Woo!
Oh my gosh.
Future Weezer Wednesday host. I'm breaking the sound barrier in the studio because I'm so excited.
Weezer Wednesday is in good hands.
Yeah, it sure is.
Wonderful hands. What was the first album? What album was it?
The Blue Album.
Yeah, wait, that was also my first vinyl ever, was the Blue Album.
That's so cute.
So, I think we're definitely in good hands. And I think this is important because for the last how many hosts? Okay, actually, you know what? Maybe it was just previous before us, but it's been historically majority female hosts of Weezer Wednesday, and I wanted to keep that tradition strong. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't believe that men could be good Weezer Wednesday hosts, but I think it's important that we continue this tradition where we have women in Weezer spaces, you know?
Yes.
Hello?
That was chills. It's beautiful. That was beautiful.
So, Blessin, thank you for being here, and we're really excited for you to continue our show.
Wonderful.
So let's get to the next few songs, why don't we?
The song that just played, by the way, was Wanda.
Oh, yeah.
You're My Only Love by Rivers Cuomo off of Alone.
Gorgeous.
Off of his solo album. And we're going to go for some... we're not playing any Weezer, per se, but we're playing Rivers Cuomo songs this episode because we're emphasizing solo artist voices.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. None of the artists I put in here are solo, but yeah.
A lot of emphasizing. But yes, that was Wanda. And then what do you want next, Miss Cadman?
I've added a lot in the last 20 minutes, so let's do Rose Colored Boy by Paramore.
Okay.
Let's do Where the Heart Is by Sweet Pill. And you can pick the last one. This is going for, like, more modern female-fronted rock.
Then Mitski.
Okay, let's do that.
But that's not rock, though. Snail Mail.
Okay, yeah, that's a good choice.
All right.
Let's do it.
Three, two, one. See you, boys.
Bye. Hi, everyone.
Oh. Hi. Hi.
You just copied me.
That was Heat Wave by Snail Mail, Where the Heart Is by Sweet Pill, and Rose Colored Boy by Paramore. Three amazing women in rock slash alternative music. I saw Paramore a couple summers ago, and Hayley Williams is an incredible performer, and she has truly paved the way for a lot of women in modern rock. She's the blueprint, IMO. Mm-hmm. And I think if you disagree, you're just wrong. Sweet Pill, I don't know what the lead singer's name is, but she's also awesome, and she's friggin' rockin', and their DC date is sold out, or else no. I would be there, but it is what it is. And Snail Mail, classic indie bangers. I don't know what to say. But
have you seen her twice?
I have.
How was that?
The first time I saw her was really, really good. That was at the film. Wait, both were at the Fillmore. But she was incredible, and I like had a fun time. But the second time was with Dinosaur Jr., and that was less good because the crowd is old guys, and I was like, get out of here. And she went on so early. But Grace is seeing Snail Mail.
Yeah, I'm seeing Snail Mail, and I think Anna, our other roommate, is coming along with us, and it's in Baltimore at Union Craft Brewing. It's an outside show, so you know I'm going to be having my juice box.
Right.
And
crackers and juice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be dancing.
And I'll be dancing and having fun.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I mean, like, I knew of Snail Mail because of Zoe and Anna, but then today we were playing it in the kitchen, and it clicked. I was like,
you're going to love it.
I get it, and I'm so excited. But yeah, shall we go into the next batch of songs, or should we talk about what happened?
What are we talking about?
Hey.
What?
Over the weekend.
Oh! It's been a long week. I was like, what happened over the weekend?
You're like,
what? I don't know.
What?
Okay, wait, let's do it after this break, because I feel like we listened to a lot of those songs when we were driving.
Sorry. Yeah, wait, that was really funny.
Wait.
You were, like, kind of scared.
I was
like, your eyes went wide, and I was like,
don't know.
You better right now remember.
But now I remember. Okay, let's play
I know we're
these
building
few.
Up a lot of anticipation, so you have to wait and see what we're talking about.
Don't tap the dial.
Don't tap it, guys.
Do not.
No.
Because we'll be back, and we're going to talk about our weekend.
That's the spirit.
Here we go. We're going to do Lady Killers by Lush, which I feel is fitting for the Women's History Month rockin' episode. Mm-hmm. Dreamers Tied to Chairs by Ashray Fax, and Too Much by Cryo Geyser. Dreamy.
Oh, I love Dreamers Tied to Chairs. That was...
You put me on.
Yes.
You really did. All right, we're going to do those, and then we're going to come back and tell you about our awesome weekend. Please stay tuned in.
3, 2, 1.
Goodbye.
Get the picture.
Hey, you, the muscles and the long hair, telling me that women are superior to men. Most guys just don't appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better than them. So he talks for hours about a sensitive soul, and his favorite subject is sex. I don't even think he really wanted it, but Christ, this guy's too much.
I wanna tell him
I'm as human as the next girl. I'd like a bit of but I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like you, I know the score, I've heard it all before.
Here comes the next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's
nice to himself, and he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back. A lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you would think you're such a lady killer. I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, I'm such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from. We know the score. Okay. This man who lives deep within the corner of a cave. All the universe.
Not today, not the one for your dignity. And he won't get the message, won't let me be. It's too much, gotta hold my tongue.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Beautiful.
That was Too Much by Cryo Geyser, Dreamers Tied to Chairs by Ashray Fax, and Lady Killers by Lush.
Facts.
Facts on God. Wow. Hope you like those three, because I sure did, and I'm relaxed, and I'm chill-aff.
But this is probably the most peaceful I've felt all day right now.
Yeah, I'm really sweaty in this chair right now, but at least the music is chill and a vibe. So,
let's address the elephant in the room.
Let's talk about our weekend, why don't we?
Yes.
What did we do, Grace? Because apparently I don't remember.
Okay, so let me tell you. We left College Park on Friday, and we drove to Brooklyn, New York. No, Bushwick.
Which is in Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
As you can tell, there's a lot more I need to learn about New York. But we saw Esprit, which is George Clanton's DJ side project, which preceded George Clanton, but regardless, we went to Xanadu's skate rink, and he DJed in the middle of the skate rink, and it was gorgeous. But we went to some restaurants beforehand, and we got
apple juice and
apple juice, and we got grape juice, and then we got beef gyoza.
Oh my god! And karage?
Karage, yeah,
like Japanese fried chicken. It was so
wow
good.
Wow.
So freaking good.
I was like, Zoe, it's really good. And Zoe goes, stop it.
Stop it. Stop now.
I'm like, why?
Because I was so excited to eat the fried chicken. And it was good.
It was really good.
And I was turned off that juice.
We went to and then we went to the skate rink, which is right across the street, and we got in. No problems. And we're putting our skates on. And who do we see at the freaking door?
Yeah. I would reenact it, but you can't really get anything over air. But Grace, like, I'm tying my skates on, and she, like, grabs me. She's like, Zoe. And I'm like, what? And then I look up, and I see his neon green head, and I'm like, no way he's in front of us, 5 feet in front of us.
I actually, like, I got immediately sweaty, and my heart rate was at 136, and I was like, Zoe. And we waited by him until he finished talking to his drummer, and his drummer gave him a knitted hat. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I miss you. You have to hang out after the show.
So maybe he's a sweetie pie. Even though I thought he was horrible and mean and evil, maybe he's okay.
Yeah. Because I went up to him and I was like, I've been listening to your music for 6 years, and I tried to avoid saying fan. Did I say fan?
I don't think so.
I said, I really appreciate all you've done for Vaporwave, yeah, which is a crazy cringe sentence.
You're the prince of vaporwave, and I love you. But he was a vibe.
And he's like, thank you so much. Thank you.
And he put the knitted hat was like about the same size as his face. It was not.
Yes.
It was kind of silly.
Yeah.
But we took a fire. We're on his Instagram twice now.
Yes.
Times two.
First off, the photo that the photographer took was so flattering of us. And so we texted in all caps.
I was freaking out on Mikkel and Molly yesterday. I was like,
Oh, it was so fun. And he's a good DJ, and he played all the songs that I love. And at the end of Hey Big Eyes, my heart was actually about to burst. It was such a magical moment.
We could play Hey Big Eyes, because technically that's Caroline Polachek's
song.
Oh
my gosh.
We could.
Yeah, actually, yeah. We'll play that for you.
Okay.
And it was amazing, and we had great food, we had good fun, mm-hmm. The traffic was terrible, and I was getting really angry on the way back, because New York is a pain to drive in.
But we were listening to Reddit stories.
Yeah, we were listening to Reddit. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT,
oh,
dating simulator, Reddit stories.
Crazy.
Anyways, that was a wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of driving, and then I did more driving, and then I did more driving, and I'm here. And now I got a rabies shot, yes, 2 days ago. And now I need to get my next rabies shot tomorrow.
Yay!
So, that has been the week.
Can't wait to see what next month has in store for us.
Yeah.
I hope it's driving 6-hour traffic to New York again, and then maybe scabies?
Yes.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Let's go.
All right. Let's do our next few songs. Why don't we?
Perfect. So we have Crazy One by Rivers Cuomo off of the same album, Alone.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Because all girls are crazy.
Crazy in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then next up, I'm doing Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree. Yes, this is the name of a boy, but Plumtree is an all-female band. So, yeah. And then, to round that out, I'm going to play Combat Baby by Metric. Classic, again, also. Female-fronted, awesome band. Wait.
Metric makes songs for Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, they did. Wait, you? I didn't even think about that.
Oh, actually.
Black Sheep. But I knew Black Sheep before everyone else was on that, because my dad played me Metric when I was a little baby. Shout out, Dad.
Like a hammer. Oh, he's listening right now.
He is listening. He's texting me.
Oh, what's he saying?
Oh, he said he missed something. Why is Grace getting rabies shots?
Oh.
Context.
So, Murphy, I'll be quick. Murphy got into a fight with a fox a few nights ago. He came inside, he was
Murphy's
like...
Murphy's the dog,
Murphy,
the way.
Yeah, Murphy's my dog. Not a human. And he came in, he was kind of like breathing heavy, and we were like, oh, what's wrong? And we saw that he was bleeding. And then we pieced together that, oh, maybe he got into a fight with an animal, and, oh, we just touched him, and there's a chance the animal could have had rabies, and so... since it's spread through saliva, my entire family, we're all getting rabies shots, and it's a 4-round shot treatment. So I went on Monday, and I go tomorrow. And then I go the week after, and the week after that. So, yeah.
Awesome weekend.
Awesome weekend, yeah, exactly. So, let's get to playing. 3, 2, 1.
Rivers.
Oh, I'm missing out.
Yeah. We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine free, faux punk fatigue. Said it all before. They try to kick it, their feet fall asleep. Get no harm done. No, none of them want to fight me. Combat baby, combat baby. Fight off the lethargy. Don't go quietly. Combat baby, said you would never give up easy. Combat baby, come back. Get back in town. I wanna paint it black. I wanna get around. Easy living crowd, so flat. Said it all before. They try to kick it, their feet fall asleep. I want to be wrong, but no one here wants to fight me like you do. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. Fight off the lethargy.
Hi, we're back. Hi.
Wait, let's play a PSA, shall we?
Oh,
before we forget.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Wow, that's such a classic one. I want to play it every time. Oh,
you guys. Oh.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we are Weezer Wednesday, and we got 10 minutes left to our show, so.
No.
Please, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. That last song you heard was Combat Baby by Metric. Previously, it was Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree.
Mm-hmm.
And that first one was Crazy One by Rivers Cuomo.
Wonderful. Wonderful takes. Well, you know what? Looking forward to this weekend and into spring break. Let's talk spring break plans, Miss Kat.
Let's do it. I'm going to Iceland. I'm going to Reykjavik with my family. I'm really excited.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for the Instagram post.
Yeah, I'm going to be hella performative. Like, me and Bjork were a problem in downtown Reykjavik last night. That's going to be me.
Bjork.
What are you doing, Grace?
I'm going to Harper's Ferry.
Ooh.
My mom calls it LARPer's Ferry for some reason. She's like, LARP, you're gonna go to LARPing Ferry.
What does she know about that?
Well, you know what? When I was working at UMD over the summer, my mom, my entire family went to Havre de Grace, and they had Lafayette's boat, boat tour, bicentennial anniversary. Mm. Havre de Grace was throwing this, historical LARPing festival of when Lafayette sailed down the Chesapeake and stopped off at Havre de Grace, and they had, a Lafayette impersonator, and they had someone going down the...
Wee Lafayette Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay.
No, literally.
And they had a Lafayette impersonator go up and give a speech.
Oh.
And they were there for the whole thing, and they had firework ceremony.
During spring break?
No, this was last summer.
Oh.
So, my mom knows a thing or two about LARPing.
About LARP.
She knows a thing or two about LARPing. So
LARPers Lafayette, I don't know.
Exactly. So I'll be there. I'll be LARPing over spring break.
What are you going to be LARPing as?
A old rag hiker.
Ooh.
What are your plans?
Oh, me and my friend, shout out Andrew because he's probably listening. Hopefully. We're going to New York for the half end, the end half of spring break. I'm really excited.
That's awesome.
What are you guys going to do?
Drink juice.
Yeah.
Drink juice. We're going to go to one of the restaurants that was in Sex and the City.
Mm. Oh, no, you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Trademark.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Trademark. and then shopping, a lot of shopping. I'm really excited to go to the iGirl store because they have the physical store and then thrifting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's so fun.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting. As we finish out the show, we just want to again say hello to our next host of Weezer Wednesday. This is right. Taking over for Zoe and I. Mm-hmm. Give one more intro before we go.
My name's Blessings. I'm really excited. Wait, I don't know how to say it. You guys, Weezer Wednesday.
Yes!
I gotta get that down.
No, you can put your own spin on it. We just do every week. We're like, Weezer Wednesday. But you can totally change it up. It's the world is your oyster.
I know.
The world is your Weezer.
The world is your Weezer.
Yeah. Wait, I love that.
So, we're rounding out this episode of International Women's Day is past. Women's History Month. Let's play one more.
Do you do this one? Or should we only play
no,
two?
No, we should play... Oh, I don't know. I think we only have time for one. We can get rid of Beba Doobie.
Also, this one's too chill.
Okay. So it's between... I kind of want to play the Mama song.
Okay. Mama.
We're going to play Cross Your Heart by Mama. A fun fact about Mama is that the lead singer of Mama is dating Snail Mail, Lindsay Jordan. Hashtag gay.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, let's go women.
Wait, this is the perfect way to end the woman show.
Yeah. Yep.
This is awesome.
We're getting women and gay all in one episode.
This is
Cross Your Heart by Mama.
Wow. Okay, well, this is the right way to end it.
Yeah, it is. Mama opened when I saw Snail Mail. 3 years ago. 3 years ago, yeah.
That's so gay.
Yeah. So, let's listen to that. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This has been an awesome episode, and thank you, Blessing, for joining us. That's it from us.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you next week with another episode of Weezer. No, it's spring break. Hello.
Oh, heck no.
We won't be seeing you next week, but we'll be seeing you the week after.
Yeah. See you in
2 weeks.
You bet
your bottom dollar we'll be there.
Uh-huh. All right.
Bye. Goodbye.